الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: العبرة بالخواتيم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We were just now at the beginning of Ramadan, and then we were discussing of all the great virtues of Ramadan and what Ramadan has got to offer us. Now Allah brought us by His fadl and karam. Inshallah, we all kept our rozas. Allah gave us good health. Allah gave us the jazba, the desire to keep our rozas. We made our tilawat, everything. Now there are two aspects. One is check ourselves, how much did we do it correctly. Perfectly, nobody can, but our target is perfection. But how much did we keep our rozas correctly? How much our tilawat, our namazas, our taraweeh, but how much of feeling and desire, a very important aspect in all our ibadat, is that a person does it with a desire, not like lazily, like he's forced to do it, he forces himself to do it. That hasn't got value. But what a person does with feeling, and he's passionate about. So how much our taraweeh, for example, how much if we do it properly, all our other ibadat also. So now at the end, this opportunity is gone now. It's Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali, very senior and very close Khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He invited Hazrat once to his place, and when Hazrat was leaving, then after that he said that the golden bird has flown away. We just left with the feathers now. So this golden month of Ramadan is now almost leaving us. In a few hours time, by tomorrow night, the month is leaving us. The opportunity when every nafal became that the value of a farz, and every farz, 70 times it was multiplied. Our tilawat, and especially the hafiz of Quran, and everyone else who read Quran Sharif, the calculators and cannot calculate the thawab that a person gets for reading Quran Sharif, especially in the month of Ramadan. And that also with wudu, in namaz, mostly in nafal, etc. How lot thawab, it can't calculate it. And there in akhirat, it will be not only the calculation, but it will change into the material form of akhirat, all the namas of akhirat. And it will be permanently, forever. Dunya's things are faith for one. The second is, it is just temporary. Even the faith things are temporary. Dunya is only a shadow of the akhirat. And a shadow is nothing. And a shadow is black. A shadow is dark. And you can't get anything. You can't catch a shadow. And even if you catch a shadow, what have you got? But if you catch Akhirat, then you have got dunya also. Dunya will come to you on its own. As long as you chase dunya, dunya runs ahead of you and you can't catch it. One person who wanted to diet, so he went to all these dietitians. So they had some very pretty girl and her figure also like that. And they told her, you must catch her. If you catch her, she's yours. But of course he was overweight. And she's a young girl, slim and thin, so she's running fast. And she makes it that he's about to catch her, but she's gone away all the time. And he can't catch her. So like that, you can't care. Even if you catch her, it's only for this dunya. But for Akhirat, our deen, which is for the eternal life of the Akhirat. And yeah, we just have to catch Akhirat, which offers itself to us. You go one hand span towards Allah, Allah comes an arm's length to you. You go walking, Allah comes running. And dunya runs ahead of you. You can't catch dunya. But the day you catch Akhirat, dunya turns around and runs towards you. Now you don't have to run after dunya anymore. Dunya runs after you now. Dunya will beg you. There is absolutely no doubt. And the life of the Sahaba, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the righteous and the pious prove it. When they did not run after Akhirah. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanwatwi rahmatullah alayhi once was in Masjid at Chatta, which is a small, where Darulum Deoband started. The small little masjid, which is still there today. Of course, it's renovated and made now much more bigger and that. So Hazrat was there with some friends and they were discussing some things. And a very wealthy person came. And in those days, money wasn't in paper form. It was actual coins, gold coins or silver coins. So he couldn't carry it himself. He brought so much. And when he came there, he met Hazrat. He said, I brought all this for you. Hazrat told him, I'm not in need of it at all. What am I going to do with it? So he begged Hazrat. Then Hazrat explained to him, my salary is so much. Small, meager amount. My expenses are so much, I still save so much. From there, I spend on the poor, needy family also. And still I got over. Now what must I do with all this? He was begging, begging. Then he said, okay, accept it and distribute it to the students of the madrasa. Say, why are you giving me the burden? You do it yourself. You distribute it. Then finally that person, and Maulana carried on with his talk. All that money he brought, he left it in the shoes of Maulana. Just where his shoes were, he left a huge amount. Then Maulana told his friend with whom he was discussing, if you kick dunya, dunya comes to you like this. When dunya hasn't got value in your heart, today we want dunya, and even if we give some sadaqah, we want it so we get more dunya. If we give it solely for Allah's pleasure, then see how much. So this golden month of Ramadan was here, where every nafal became a farad, every farad equal to 70 farad, tilawat of Quran Sharif, the value of it so great. Duas readily accepted, all for the fasting person, the fish in the water, the birds in the air, the ants, the insects, animals, all making dua. At night, whole night, Allah offering, what do you want from me now that is coming to an end? What did I take from it? What am I going with from here? We went to a certain place. And we had the opportunity of buying and getting whatever we wanted to. We had the money, we had the opportunity, we had the health, everything we had. And now we are leaving. If we leave empty-handed, if whatever we acquired, a person goes to work in Dubai, for example, Saudi, where you can make a quick buck, you can make some quick money. And he made money also. But when he has to come home, he leaves everything behind. His father waits for him at home that my son is coming, I send him to make money. And he got a good job and he was really earning also. And he lived a very frugal, very simple life, saving all his money. And when the father now, when he comes, gives him a red carpet treatment from the airport because he's brought a lot of money. When he comes there, best meals prepared, everything. So the father is also now on edge that when he's going to give the parcel now, that what I send him for and what he had to collect, and he's not talking about it. Finally, now he's forced to ask. He said, I left all that behind there. How angry won't the father become? All this I did for you. Now we, Allah send us in dunya to prepare for akhirah. When we'll go in akhirah, the farishtas will ask us, what have you brought? Then a person will say, it comes in the hadith, I had so much money, I increased it, I made it so much and so much. Just give me chance to go and fetch it. They say, we're not asking what you did, what you sent forward, what you brought with you, what you sent before you. That we want, we are asking. So how much have we prepared this golden month, which is really the preparation for akhirah, for our eternal life. So from there, let us take a lesson. And naturally, if it comes in us that I failed, and I have to make tawbah, istighfar, and next year I'll make the niyat. On your niyat, you'll get your sawab. Next year, I'm going to do it much more better. Buzurgs of the past, the first half of the year after Ramadan, they passed it in sorrow and grief and making tawbah and istighfar. We did not pass our Ramadan correctly. And the next 6 months, the half of the year, they start preparing for that Ramadan. And that ibadat is really appreciated and called ibadat, at the end of which we feel guilty, I did not do it properly. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, your worst namaz of your life is the day you think, I made a perfect namaz today. And your best namaz is until you are convinced, I did not make my namaz, my roza, my Ramadan, my life, my hajj. I couldn't do it properly. Ya Allah, forgive me. At the end of the ibadat, when tawbah istighfar comes on the tongue, that ibadat is very much loved by Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, Allah Ta'ala saw Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, the great of the four great, great farishtas. They were standing one place, Samge. They were, what would you say in English? Fearful, dumbfounded. They were just like constrained. They were just like statues they had become. So Allah asked, what's wrong with you people? Why are you like this? And there is no measurement of time. Whether it was 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years, only Allah knows how long they were standing like that. Then they said, Ya Allah, we saw Shaitan, how lot ibadat he made, and he got kicked out. We are afraid of ourselves. We don't know when we can be kicked out also. That we also make all our ibadat, we do everything. So Allah says, Kunu hakada. Remain like that. Always have this fear. Never have this that my ibadat is accepted. I made very good ibadat. This year's Ramzan was really special for me. A person who feels, who did everything, not a person who did nothing and he says, I did nothing. But a person who did everything. Like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very concerned. Hazrat was in Medina, but his fikr falls for the whole world all the time. And constantly his khulafa he should send to different places. Letters he should write. And Hazrat's kitab, because of his fikr, Fazail-e Amal, read in the whole world. How many languages it is translated, it's all his fikr. Though Hazrat was paralyzed towards the end. He couldn't even move. In that condition, he had written letters to the top ulama of Pakistan. And he wrote to them, and in that he said that our akabir and our aslaf, sab kuch hote hue, apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte. They were perfectionists in everything, but they regarded themselves as nothing. And in there, Hazrat was giving a message that we are nothing. But we regard ourselves as everything, as though we are very great. So one thing Allah Ta'ala make it, that the end now, these opportunities are gone, that sorrow must be in our heart. That this opportunity where you could earn so much, so easy, where a scrap iron was being sold who bought at the price of gold. And now at the time when you could print in on your money printing machine the highest notes as much as you want to, as soon as it's established Eid, the moon has been sighted, that machine stops working now. All the great rewards come to an end. And in 11 months we have to wait. And we don't know who of us will see the next Ramadan. And all our ibadat, all which we should do, with three conditions. Iman wa ihtisaba. Iman, with iman, that our yaqeen, that this is a command of Allah, namaz we are making, tilawat. Ihtisaba, the reward that Allah is going to give us. And muwadda'in, that this is my last namaz I'm making. The last, my Quran Sharif tilawat. I got 5 minutes now before Zuhr, and I've got 5 minutes to make tilawat. This may be the last in my life. So do it properly. This may be my last Zuhr namaz that I'm making. And if a person knows that this is your last namaz, then how you'll try your best to make it. Every namaz, every tilawat, every roza. So iman wa ihtisaba, and repeat the words before our ibadat, so that to remind ourselves, when salatam muwaddi'in, the last namaz of my life, the last tilawat of my life, and these opportunities are not going to come. And now, for next year, Ya Allah, I'm making niyat now. I won't have this negligence. I won't let my sleep overpower me. I won't let this happen. I won't let that. Next year, I'm going. Already, we'll get that sawab, inshallah. And then, as we come to an end, also, we should have this concern whether it is accepted or not. That is very, very important. Don't be complacent. That just, well, it's finished, Ramadan is finished, it's finished now. I'm going home, that's my bigger worry now. Already I'm preparing, already all the bookings are made. They're waiting at home, they're preparing a special meal for tonight. Everything, many young people, the wives will be dolling up tonight. They still each night, as the chef said, that this night also should not be spent in ghaflat. It should be also spent in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So let us keep in mind everything. And then there's a little time that is left now till tonight or tomorrow night. Let us try and not to, usually at the end, then a person becomes lax now. I did enough now, now I can take it easy. That should not be the case. We should be like that horse that's returning back to its place. Always towards the end, a horse runs faster. It makes more effort at the end. So we should not be becoming lax. We should be making more effort. Right till the weaning post, till the end of our life, we should be trying and moving forward, not becoming lax and sitting back. And then the main one, other thing that we should try and realize and think and meditate and ponder about, whether it's accepted or not. And the sign of that is, clear signs Allah Ta'ala gives. Whether, see my life now after Ramzan, how was it compared to before Ramzan? How much of my, in 5 times namaz I was making, and with everyone in his level, that is, don't judge ourselves on somebody else's level. That we are making 5 times namaz before Ramzan, we were regular, alhamdulillah, Allah shukar. And we compare ourselves to those people who are not making namaz. No, make ourselves that I was making my 5 times namaz, but I did it as a routine. Like my washing machine, I just set the buttons to the thing, pressed one button. Now 1 hour the machine is going to work. Or my dishwasher or whatever else. That it was just like routine our namaz was. But one was with passion, our namaz. That it now has some change come in my namaz. A person who wasn't making namaz, he was irregular, sometimes 2 namazes, sometimes 3. He sees now that I'm making my 5 times namaz. For him still that passion and that is a bit further away. But for those who were making our namaz, and now see whether now we are doing it with more passion, especially tilawat, which appears that this has been also one of the very, very weak areas in the ummah. Tilawat of Quran Sharif is gone very, very less. when the elite of the ummah are weak in tilawat, then what to say of the weak people? What is the condition there of tilawat of Quran Sharif? Allah gave tawfiq, I was asking quite a few people, and many, many, we are still at 4 supara. Now, towards the right at the end, we are at 5 supara, 2 supara. Quran Sharif tilawat has become very weak, and this is Allah loves the tilawat of Quran, and the rewards of it are immense, immense, and the favors of the Quran Sharif upon us in the qabr, in akhirat, are immense, immense. We can't do without the Quran Sharif. So all of us make this firm resolution that every day I must read my Quran Sharif. Fix our portion that in order to make minimum 1 khatam in the year, which is very little, we should target 1 khatam a month. That's for the ordinary person, ordinary. And the half is minimum we should target 3 suparas in a month. And this is nothing difficult. One good friend of ours is a good donor to the madrasa also, and a very wealthy person in the gold business. So, and he's half is, but he's in a big business. So, while talking, I said, and he told me that every year he makes his tarawih. So, I said, I can't understand you so busy. Then tarawih, if you don't read whole year Quran Sharif, it's not easy to go on the musalla. To read on your own, you can read, but on the musalla, with other hafizas behind you, your own courage breaks. You can't. He said, Maulana, that's no big deal. Every day, 1 hour before Fajr, I read my 3 paras. For a hafiz, 20 minutes of supara, he manages easily. He said, 1 hour, watch it in 23 hours. I just get up 1 hour. So Ramzan come, I got no problem. And many other instances also, how much people are reading Quran Sharif, who we least expect. And who we expect are making lot of tilawat. They're making no tilawat. So Allah give us tawfiq in all our areas. Let us try in our amal. We kept 30 rozas, consecutive, one after the other. What is difficult to keep 2 rozas in a week now? What is difficult to keep 6 rozas of Shawwal now? What is difficult of keeping 3 rozas in a month? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who keeps the 3 rozas in a month, ayyami bir, and they have great benefits. And that it is the middle 3 months, the effect of the moon on everyone. And it makes people like go mad also the moon. The moon, the waves of the sea, they also rise higher. The effects of the moon on everything is very great. During those 3 days which are known as Ayyam-e-Bir, which is really Layal-e-Bir, the white nights, but they are called the white days, when it is full moon, it has a great good effect on your health also, on your thinking also, on how you mold your life also, and you spend those 3 days in fasting, roza, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So let us improve something. Let some nafal rozas come into our lives. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who keeps the 3 rozas of the month is like keeping rozas throughout the year. Because 3 times 10 is the minimum by Allah. Allah multiplies good deeds. So you kept your 30 days, your whole month you kept roza. So the whole year you have kept roza. Allah gives tawfiq of keeping the 6 rozas of Shawwal also. And 6 times 10 is 60. And the 30 rozas are 300. So 360, we cover up 1 year there also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So let us see for ourselves, what did I benefit from Ramadan? For everyone, if I was not keeping any rozas, nafal, I start now, I keep 1, 2, I keep some rozas. My namazes, I was irregular, I became regular. I was regular, now I move better, now with more concentration. How many years we are making namaz, but takbir-e-ula is not in our life. Now I make effort, takbir-e-ula. How many years, but I'm a registered latecomer. Always I'm a latecomer. Missing 1, 2 rakats has become my norm. So that should not be the case. and then concentration in namaz and quality of namaz, everything we try and upgrade it, that will be a sign of acceptance. That what our condition was before Ramadan and now after Ramadan, and all this is for which Allah gave us this month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. And taqwa, what is it? To take precautions. And every human being, even animals, all take precautions. Even if you pick up a stick for an animal, it also runs away. That it doesn't want to be hit, so it runs away. It takes precautions. We see, it looks like they are trapping in front, speed traps. We immediately, your leg goes off the accelerator. Without you thinking anything, you're taking your precautions. So why don't we take our precautions in deen? And when this comes into us, if we don't make our namazes, one namaz you lose. You spend one hukub in Jahannam. And 80 years in Jahannam. Or more it is. So that fear, so I don't miss my namazes. One lie I speak, and my cheeks will be cut from the lips till the ears. And then the next one, one ghibat and backbiting, one adultery I commit, we will be burning in chimneys. And then we'll rise with the flames to the top, and about to come out, and the flame will drop, and we'll drop down again, and go up. Allah save us all. An alim who did not practice on his deen, then he will be like in a river of blood, and trying to come out, he'll reach the shore, and malaika will throw boulders, rocks at him, and he'll go back in the middle. He'll about to come out again from the end, and again they'll throw a rock on his head, and he'll go back again. So all this, that fear for that is that taqwa. How much of that has come into my life? That I start making my namazes, but not to show people that I'm a five times namazi now. Or not to impress the people. But for the fear of akhirat and the wonderful promises of Jannah to please Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Also to see how we spend our Ramadan, see the end of Ramadan, how it will come. Whether we're going to have some Eid ball, some Eid dinner, in which we flout the commands of Allah. Today one very sad thing also, which was from before, but again more people are promoting Eid turkey. And Christians have Christmas turkey. And we bring in Christmas tree into our houses also. Eid tree we bring. We, by changing that name, doesn't make it legal in any way. We are copying the kuffar. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam stopped us, Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, go against their ways. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. We don't follow the ways of the Jews, of the Hindus, of anyone. We follow the ways of Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So our Eid, how much is it? Today with the camera on the phone, so easy to take a photo. At one time, when if you wanted to take a photo, you needed a camera. And then you needed a film. And then you had to, you only were limited. You could take 8 photos, 12 photos, 16, how much that film allowed you. Then you had to take it, in most cases, to the chemist. And they would wash it for you. And then you have to go and pick it up again. Then you got your one photo. Today, just at the flick of a thought, you just press a button and you took a photo. And a desire, even you just see a cat sleeping, take the photo. Each day, visitors coming, as they getting off the car, take the photo. As they entering the house, make a video. It becomes so easy. So temptation of guna has become very, 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 and doesn't cost you a cent. You don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to really make any effort whatsoever. And whenever you want to, it's back on your screen. Just play around with this phone a little bit, and whatever you want, it's back there again. So with all this temptation, we'll be very careful with the Eid. Making Eid at the zoo lake, for example, where I hope it's not happening anymore, but once it was a major thing, young boys, girls, all meet at the zoo lake, and they have a party there. And of course, all haram that takes place. And in the family, good families also, ulama's families, pious people, that the head of the family, and who is supposed to be the most respectable, most pious, insisting that all must sit together and eat. That is, the sisters, the daughters-in-law, the sons-in-law, now no parda there. I want unity in my house. It's my family, all my children, my grandchildren, my daughter-in-law, my sister-in-law, my son-in-law, and we have to sit all together. Always keep Allah's command first, more than what my desires are. And that Allah, when you break your desires for the pleasure of Allah, we can't imagine how much Allah gives that. For my sake, He sacrificed His desires. He sacrificed His pleasure. Allah loves that amal very, very greatly. So let us sacrifice and work in the family. On the one hand, we don't, some of us feel that you can't break family ties. So you just go with the flow and do whatever wrong is being done. On the other hand, others of us, we stand up with the iron rod that all haram, this haram, that haram. Choose a way. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Call towards the way of your Lord, of Allah, with wisdom. Approach. Anzilu nas manazilahum. Speak to people according to their level. So one side, don't just go with the flow. On the other side, don't just leave things and we just, we carry on. And don't be so hard. By so hard, you must be very hard on Shariat. And Shariat on yourself be hard. And on others be lenient. We want to enforce on others. And ourselves, we are weak ourselves. We don't practice ourselves. So it's not an easy road to maneuver on. That one side we have to have the laws of Allah, and other side we must not be have that holier than thou attitude, that pride in us. So, and we to establish the truth until some things you don't upset, the truth does not get established. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for tawheed, who would call more with hikmat? For tawheed, how lot of sacrifice, how many families had to break. Then Tawheed came into the world. And how Tawheed was brought in the Arabian Peninsula. Today it is not perhaps on record also. The huge, huge temples, idols that were broken. In Yemen, what big idols they had. But all of that was completely broken. Today with, who is this, UNESCO, or who look after heritage things? Whoever it is, they will make a big noise if you break a small temple that you can't. But in those days also people wanted, they had sentimental values even with those things. And those people who grew up with worshipping the temples, they accepted Islam. And Allah made it, they were the ones who broke those temples. So that will be necessary. No, it's not going to be an easy way to establish Sharia. One good friend of ours, Allah grant Jannah to all our marhumin. He told me once, he said, for you to speak on parda is easy. Your whole family all practice parda. But you don't think about us, where no one practices parda. And for us, it's not very, very difficult for us. So I explained to him, it wasn't the same with us. We didn't come in inheritance. We also had to go through everything. And to establish the parda, we also had to listen to a lot of things. We also had to face a lot of things. But when Allah gave tawfiq, we remained firm. Everyone turned in our favor. And then it became easy. So to establish the truth, it's not just going to happen that we just want to laughing, smiling and just carrying on. No, you will have to make those sacrifices also. But on the other hand, don't break things and make things worse also. So ask Allah that, Ya Allah, you guide me how to bring deen in my home. Whether you're the head of the family or whether you're the youngest. There are many young children who want deen, but the elderly people don't want it. The mother doesn't want to. The grandmother doesn't want to. And then make dua to Allah. Allah will make anyone, everyone a means to bring to proper deen into our house. Today we find we are in a time when now Umrah is also advertised with going for golf also. Now what is happening? Where is the, in which direction is the ummah going? And we, if we're still going to lie low, one very important thing, if we just worry about ourselves, the best offense is the best defense is offense. If you want to look after yourself, speak out and speak about the right things in the home, in your locality. If you keep quiet, I'm just going to do my right things, I'm not telling anyone. You will never be able to do your own right thing. You will also go down. They won't allow you to do the right things. You will be forced that you will get trapped with them in doing. So you stand up, then they will say, hey, just leave him alone. He, you can't speak to him. So in that way, you will be able to do your right thing. So don't be complacent. Don't take it easy. Stand for the truth and make the truth known. And this is also a major guna, that we see the wrong and we don't speak about the wrong. And we just, that I don't want to get involved in controversy. I don't want to be known as a controversial person. I don't want to be, people must regard me that he's always opposing this one and he's opposing that one. We oppose the falsehood and we support the truth. And not enough to support the truth. You must oppose the falsehood also. That is also a requisite of Iman. That we stand and identify with the truth and with the people of the truth. And we disassociate with the people of falsehood at whichever level it may be. Whatever way people are disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And all the other fitnas now, eat shopping for example. All those things. We have got so much in our houses. Each house can become a big shop. And not only a retailer, you can become a wholesaler. Forget the woman, how many shoes they've got. Men, how many shoes they've got. And if we go, on one occasion, one person heard the talk of Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah of Jamaat. And he said, it came in his heart, I must go for 4 months. But he said, I got no money. So he went and asked Maulana. Maulana said, I'll come, I'll tell you the secret, how you'll get it. Maulana didn't know him anything, but told him, see in your front room, you got a showcase, haven't you? He said, yeah, I got. Just sell the things in the showcase, and you'll be able to spend 1 year in Jamaat. And all the showcase things is a showcase, just for show. No other benefit in it, it's just a show. So just sell that. We've got so many things that we can... we don't have to go shopping. We can open shops ourselves. So many things. I usually mention once in South America, one place where we to give a talk to the ladies, and very security is good there. So they leave most like the shoes and that outside the house on the balcony. And the houses were also small. So I had to sit on the balcony and the shoe rack was just in front of me. And I was happy that today, mashallah, so many women came, they're going to listen to the talk of Deen. After the bayan, Appa told me, there was only the house lady. All their shoes belonged to her. Now, if that shoes of her, 30, 40 pairs, she sells them. And not all torn shoes. Every shoe is still like a brand new shoe. So, how was the value of just that one shoe rack? And how many other things? Forget the pots and pans we are using in the kitchen. How many we got stored up, extra that are there? So many things, they're all extra things. So Allah give us tawfiq that we get our priorities in order. Another very major thing is the mixing on Eid, the man and woman. And especially the Qurbani Eid, when making Qurbani. At that time the videoing of the whole thing. For taking photos, women also there, and all, even little girls wearing their big boots, they do no work in the Qurbani. They stay away from the Qurbani animal. But like we are going to do a lot of work and they got big boots also on, that we also going to be part of the Qurbani. So, keep the limits of Sharia in mind in all these things. And then this photography, TV, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us from all fitnas which are there. So the sign of our acceptance of our Ramadan is that Deen has come into our lives. And everyone according to his level. And judge ourselves according to our own level. And a very good sign is that a person is convinced I did not do my ibadat properly. As much as I tried, And if everyone else tells you your ibadah this year was superior, but you feel it is inferior, you are very, very fortunate. And if you feel I made lot of ibadah, but others, oh, this person wasted his time, he didn't do anything, then that's a very sad case. And you thinking yourself that I made lot of ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. In this way, if the next Ramadan we make dua to Allah, that we get the next Ramadan, and our sawab will be according to that. And we try and become more better. Ramadan, there is no beautiful, wonderful day in the whole year than this glorious month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and given us. And Alhamdulillah, Allah showed the world. Many people who say that to keep rozas, to fast, it's like zulam, and for small children. But you see, small children are eager to keep their rozas. 4 years, 5 years old, and they are keeping their rozas. So, and with eagerness they are keeping it, and they are hale and healthy. And in fact, roza, the real essence of roza is really a detox. A detox, everything for us, mainly it is, and really spiritually, for our deen, that our gunas go out of our lives, our indifference, our ghaflat, that goes out of our lives. But together with that, for our health sake also, if a person, if we keep rozas, if we are overeating seri time, overeating iftari time, another snack or another meal after Isha again, all the time, then that roza is keep. So very, very important. For next year, we make a determination that we will keep our rozas as they are supposed to be kept. And for that, keep rozas during the course of the year. Our tilawat carry it on all the time. Our namazes particularly, 5 times namazes. And everyone, what level he was, improved the level of our namazes. If that is comes into our life, then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us this golden opportunities over and over. Soon will be the time when we will be in the qabr. As Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and other many people, they said to their friends, speak to the people of the qabr. If they could speak, this is what they should tell us. That don't waste your time. Now we realize, we see reality. And we see now we can't do a thing now. And you people got all the time to do. And you are wasting your time. Now after Eid, how many of us, Allah forbid, that we go for a holiday now? And whatever we had accumulated, which was also like faith, and now we are going to destroy it. So this is not a time for holidays now. And the plight of the ummah, make dua for the ummah, the Palestinians especially, and boycott their products also. And there are many products, and there are alternatives. Oh, there are enough alternatives. If we are not forced at all. And the biggest thing, boycott their lifestyle. And we got the alternative, the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we are boycotting the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnat lifestyle. And we are following the ways of the kuffar. And these are people that who are following animals. It's their culture that in the morning, evening, they go with their dogs for a walk. And they got the dog on a leash, and the dog will be walking in front, they walking behind the dog. And when the dog wants to urinate or defecate, then with sabr, itminan, they will stand behind till it does its job. But like great, as like Hazrat wants to now relieve himself, so let her give time to Hazrat to relieve himself properly. With the dog that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that in Clifton, which is an up-level place of Karachi, he saw a woman driving a car and with her dog in the passenger seat. And she had a toffee with her. And she is eating, sucking the toffee and giving the dog to suck in. After that, she sucks it again. Their culture, what is their culture? When in one court case, this evidence case was brought forward that when a woman has sex with dogs, how to establish it? So the evidence that was presented by the medical team was, you see the signs of the dog's paws on the chest, on the breast of the woman, the upper part. When the judge went home and he checked his wife, he became curious. He found it on her also. So this is their culture. This is, we following that lifestyle. And inshallah, it's not in us at the moment, but that the road we are following, we will reach there. Allah save us all. Their culture, what a dirty culture. Drugs is the order of the day. Liquor, without liquor, it's not their culture. Mixing of man and woman. Incest. Child abuse is the order. That's why their laws are such on. Because that is what they're doing. That is what their lifestyle is. In 1910, that means what, 114, 15 years ago, the South African Parliament, this was tabled that we should, adultery, we must not regard it anymore as a crime. Till then it was a crime, adultery. So they all said if we declare it as a, as long as it's declared as a crime, we are all guilty of it. So let us just reverse it. So we no more guilty. So don't regard it, don't make the law that it is a crime. Just remove it from there. And that is what we are doing with our Sharia today. Interest is haram, just change it. That interest, just give it another name. So then we are no more guilty of guna. Photography is haram. Just change the name that it's not a photo. And the method of making it is a different method. So no more we are guilty. So still stay guilty, but just make yourself happy, I'm not guilty. And that will be only till mort. When you go in the qabr, then there you can't make stories with the farishtas and with the system of Allah. Then you will have to face reality. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers who want to become bayat can come forward. And the ladies who want to become bayat can also repeat the words, inshallah. And then the ladies should keep in touch with Bibi Apa at home and discuss their matters with her. The men should contact now Maulana Musa behind the glass doors, what has to be done. And then they should keep in touch also by email, etc. And a very important thing is that bayat is not compulsory, it is sunnah. Islah is first for everyone, even if we don't become bayat. Islah, our Islah, to correct our lives, that is first for everyone. And we can't delay it. We don't know when we will die. So our Islah we must make immediately. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.